that glad you're Mount Calvary Community Church. We never make a mistake in our music. That's just so good to hear like that. Well, you just try things, folks. You just try things sometimes like that. Memorial Day. When you think of Memorial Day, what do you think of? Come on, let's hear the flags. What else do you think of? What was that? Flowers. I'm sorry. I work with a lot of Spanish guys. When you say poppies, we have a slightly different termination. So I'm like, okay, who's what? Okay. Anyway. Okay. Like that. Come on. What do you think of Memorial Day weekend here? Come on. American Legion. Honor. Arlington. What do you think of? Rolling Thunder over here. Sacrifice. Amen. I tell you, I'm so glad y'all in church because nobody said hamburgers. Nobody said hot dogs. Nobody said the pool opening. Nobody said all the things that if I asked you and you were standing outside of church, what you would have said. It is so nice to have this holiday weekend. I love at the beginning of what we call summer. And I'm so glad that so many people and the answers that you gave about what actually this holiday means. Beginning back after the Civil War, and I've told you times before, and I know you've heard many times about how at the end of the Civil War, and those ladies went out to place flowers upon those graves of the Confederate soldiers. And it said that they looked over and saw those Union soldiers' graves, and they looked so barren. They said, no, we've got to decorate those also. So for years upon years, it was considered to be Decoration Day. Decoration Day. In the cemetery that sits adjacent to the church here, and I want to thank Anna Marie and Gilbert, who else? And Hattie. Anna Marie and Gilbert and Hattie took the time to go out and to place flags on 17 graves of those that have served our country. Memorial Day is to represent those who died in service in the armed forces for our country. But also, and I've noticed the change since 9/11, and I love this change, that it comes to represent those that have fallen in the line of duty, those who are sworn to protect and serve. Those of you, if you remember back on 9/11 and the wonderful services that took place for those policemen and those firemen, those who gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our freedoms. I love the fact that we come in and we celebrate Memorial Day. In 1868, Major General John A. Logan, I want to read this. This is what he wrote. And it was one of the first official gatherings. And he wrote this statement. Excuse me. He said, we should adorn their graves. Listen now. We should adorn their graves with sacred vigilance. Let pleasant paths invite the coming and going of reverent visitors and fond mourners. Lucas, he's ready today. He's ready. You'd have seen him marching yesterday. Boy, you've been proud. He wrote, let no neglect. I want you to hear this. Let no neglect nor ravages of time testify to the present or to the coming generations that we have forgotten as a people the cost of a free and undivided republic. I'm going to read that sentence again. Let no neglect nor ravages of time testify to the present or to the coming generations that we have forgotten as a people the cost of a free and undivided republic. I think it was in 1971, where they changed. Originally, when I was young, they celebrated on May 30th, and then they changed to where Memorial Day would be celebrated on the final Monday in the month of May. And I know as a family, so many times we would, around Memorial Day, we would, my parents would always put it upon themselves and would gather us kids to go out to the grave sites, and Mom would always try to place flowers on those that had passed away. I had uncles that served in World War II. And it was just so meaningful to me as a child to walk in those cemeteries and to look and to think with admiration, with respect, with the care that my parents would show about how they would simply, very quietly, place those flowers. And then they would start to tell me about relatives. I didn't know that well. Anybody ever been there? Yeah. Let me tell you about Uncle Dick. And she start to just tell stories and all like this. And trust me, some of the stories I cannot share with you in church. My mother had, I believe, about 9 brothers. And trust me, they were men's men. And when it came time to serve, they served. And I know that you have many within your family that have served this country so well. And I believe it's tremendous that we have this opportunity to say our thank you to those, especially those that have made the ultimate, and somebody mentioned a word out here, sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. In the American Dictionary of the English Language, Mr. Webster wrote about sacrifice. To destroy, surrender, or suffer to be lost for the sake of obtaining something of greater good. And it was actually a sentence he placed in there to illustrate the definition. And he says, we should never sacrifice health to pleasure. We should never sacrifice integrity to fame. I know that when you, probably before you lay your head down on a pillow tonight or tomorrow night, you'll think about those individuals making that great sacrifice. And you'll think about how so many families that have been affected by losing loved ones. It seems like online this week I've seen so many pictures of individuals. And in my generation, it was those who were classmates ahead of me that went off to Vietnam and never came back. And I could see those pictures on there, and every time I saw one, it just moved me just a bit. I love a country that remembers those who gave so much. And I love to open my Bible up, and I like to read about Memorial Day in it. And I know you're thinking, well, where's that at? Where's that at, Charlie? Well, in my opinion, I share it with you every month. Next Sunday, on the first Sunday of the month, we'll gather together. The choir's actually going to know which songs we're going to sing before we sing them. And hopefully God will bless all that. Then at the end of the service, we'll serve communion. That's what Luke is. If you didn't understand it, he says, I can't wait. I can't wait. In case you didn't understand it. And I'll stand down in the front and I read. And you may scratch your head and say, well, I wonder what he's reading from. I'm actually reading from the book of 1 Corinthians in the 11th chapter. And I always read that 24th verse. And it reads, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Then it reads, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word. And God, for just a just a few minutes here, just allow us to focus upon the good things that you have for us today. We ask this in Jesus' name. All God's people, amen. 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 I love that opportunity to stand in front of you and serve communion. I know sometimes we get busy. I know sometimes even with the many things we're called upon in our lives, I love to take out that time and just say, God, thank you for sending your Son to die upon a cross. My simple acceptance of Him within my heart of hearts has given me eternal life. I get a great opportunity many times that during the month I'm coming out and riding on that little John Deere lawnmower that we have here at church. And I'll slip over into that cemetery and I'll go start the cutting. And as I'm going around, I'm cutting, I'm looking at those headstones. And I'm remembering the wonderful individuals that God has sent us here at Mount Calvary. So many. And I know when Miss Ruby was out here on Easter, we walked down, we talked about our little hero walk. It is so nice to remember what God has done for you. It is so nice to bring up those sacrifices, and this week has been a week that has brought a few things to my attention. On Thursday, I had the great opportunity to head over to Jiffy Lube Live. Hunter's graduating. I don't know how in the world they got a big place like that to have their graduation. I was extremely jealous. I thought back in my mind on our graduation. We were supposed to have it at the school here. It rained, and we had to go to Hayfield. Oh, my goodness, Rick. Hayfield was one of our number one competitors if you went to Edison. And we got to go there for our graduation. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Came back to the house, and boy, we had cake, and we had ice cream. We didn't go to Jiffy Lube Live. I loved the principal there when he spoke to all the graduates. He said, kids, I want to tell you something right now. And he didn't use kids. He was much more politically correct than I am. He said, graduates, you've done a lot of hard work to bring you to the place that you're sitting in the most expensive seats in Jiffy Lube Live, right down in the front. And as they called up each name, and individuals went up, and when they called John Hunter, we're in the back, we're yelling, we're screaming. And you just see the pride and the joy. But they had speakers. And I love that they had the president of the graduating class to go up and share. But then they had a fellow whose name is Christopher Lane Mullins. And he was voted the Eagle, because they are known as the Liberty Eagles, he was voted as the Eagle of the Year. And as he made his way forward to speak to the folks there, as he was able to take that wheelchair with the guide on the side so he could move forward and back and come in, because he only has motion in just a very few parts of his body. And trust me, when he came forward, it was the loudest cheer that you heard all night long. And you could see how his fellow students were just lifting him up. And the rest of the folks that shared and gave their speeches, they wrote them out and read them word for word. And he didn't. He says, and he started out by thanking all the people that have been so instrumental in his life and all the challenges and the sacrifice that he'd made to help him. And he says, I want to talk about what makes you human. And to me, it ties in so closely, so perfectly from what I read within this book and open in front of me. He says, first of all, love. You got to have love. Man, I've got them running to the altar here. You didn't hear that? He's got some fast feet going on there. Turquoise, you'll be on the prayer list. Don't you worry about that, Dirk. You got to have love. And he said, I have been shown more love, I feel, than anyone in this class. Wow. Says, then you got to have kindness. And he talked about how so many people in his life had been so absolutely kind to him in so many different ways. And what a wonderful attribute to have of kindness. Then he talked about respect. Folks, at the end of the graduation, I was going out. Those four fellows that I talked about earlier, I got to meet the fellow who's off to West Point over there. And in talking to this young man, you're just so impressed because, yes, sir, and no, sir. Every phrase is yes, sir, and no, sir. I never felt so old in my life talking to that young guy. But I don't know when I was ever more proud of how he has chosen a path to serve his country. Respect, respect. I believe it is so critical for us as a church, for us as a people, for us as Christians, to show respect one for another. In a time when it is so easily for people to just throw little verbal barbs back and forth and bah and spat out bah 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 bah, you got to have a little respect. And then finally, he says, "What makes you human is forgiveness." And then he made a statement which brought a tear to my eye, and I believe a tear to everyone who is there. He said, I first had to learn to forgive myself for this disease that I have dealt with. You know, so many times in life, we are dealt and we have to deal with things that just aren't right. The older I get, the more I realize the writer who said, you know, it's about 10% of what happens to me and it's about 9% about how I deal with it. And I'm here to tell you today that that young man who was sitting, to me, he was 10 feet tall because he shared from the heart about forgiveness and the challenges that he has faced in his life. I think when you think about Memorial Day and you think about the wonderful sacrifices that have been made, when you think about all the great men and women that have not only made the ultimate sacrifice, but every family that's been affected, I think we should remember. And also, I think we should be thankful to the one who made the greatest sacrifice of all, our Lord Jesus Christ. And I think when we serve communion, and I read the scripture where it says, do this in remembrance of me, that I think that all these different pieces that we brought together, all the different pieces of your life, all the challenges that you face, all the things that sometimes you feel like you've been dealt a raw hand, but I think that within your life, if you can find forgiveness, respect for others, kindness, and most of all, love, that we'll better understand that we're able to do this in remembrance of what he did for us. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, we've sung patriotic songs, and we've had smiles and we've had laughter, but also, God, you challenge us within our hearts to be thankful for the opportunities that we have in this great country. Heavenly Father, I love those messages on the sign, and I love that freedom doesn't come free. And God, today and this weekend, challenge us as Christians to stand up for what we believe in and honor those, especially those memories that have meant so much. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for giving us this place that we can come in, a great sanctuary that we can simply sing praises together. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies. Lift up each one of the prayer requests again. And God, be your will. Bring us back to this house to sing praises unto you again. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. Have I missed anything? I hope not. I'm so glad.